Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Well, from mentoring to tutoring, you might have heard a short interview on Keno's show late last year about a couple of young Capetonians who've started an organisation to try and make tutoring services more accessible to students all over South Africa, particularly to disadvantaged students. And as we prepare for a new year of studies, we thought it would be a good idea to get them into studio again for a longer chat about what they're doing and to tell us more about the inspiring work of the Priva Project. So with us in studio are founding entrepreneurs Fergus McDonald and Max Heberstein, as well as Lutolo Kopiso, who is one of the students who has benefited from the program and who heard just a couple of days ago that he's got the matric results he was looking for to get him into his field of study. So I think we've got to start by saying congratulations, Lutolo, and maybe a wonderful year for you.
Thank you so much.
Max, if we can start with you. This all began back in 2015. Tell us where the idea came from.
Well, we recognized that in education as a whole, there's a gap for young educators to step in and fill in where there's gaps left by teachers and lecturers in school and university. And we wanted to start an organization that could empower young educators on a large scale to supplement the education system as it was. And most importantly in this project was to make sure that the same quality was available to any student who desired the service, whether or not they attended a fee-paying school or a non-fee-paying school.
Okay.
And that's where we just want to add a whole new dynamic into the education system where it's driven by young educators and the power that comes with being taught by somebody who's in the same generation as you, as opposed to a teacher in a classroom of 25 to 200.
Mm.
So that's where it all started.
Okay, so the key words you've said there are of the same generation as you, because you guys yourselves don't look like you're much beyond your student years, if you are at all. Who is the we in this conversation?
We is anybody who feels that they are capable of mentoring or teaching somebody again in the same generation, and we have thousands of those people in South Africa, but we just don't have enough platforms or a big enough platform to allow for these people. And simply, I'll define it again: those people who feel themselves are capable of mentoring, inspiring, and teaching other students. So the collective of South Africans who put themselves in that bracket, as well as those who can go through training systems like previous training system to equip themselves to be able to be a young educator.
Okay. Fergus, I'm intrigued by the name. Tell us why Priva. What's the significance of the name?
Well, we wanted something to be a bit original, something that's not an actual word. So we kind of went for that. And also, we started off not just tutoring. We were doing babysitting, lifting, or pairing as well, before realizing we needed to focus on tutoring as the best way. So
right.
It kind of came from the idea of being your private anything for students. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that your private anything in studio with us now, specifically your private tutor. I mean, let's talk about the costs involved here. When we say we want to make tutoring more accessible, Max, my kids are still in sort of junior school phase, about to go into high school for the first time this year. So we haven't got to the point where we've needed private tutoring. I'm a bit out of touch with the costs. So for somebody who was to go to outside of Priva and say, I need a maths tutor for matric maths, for example, what's the going rate in the market?
It's around about 200 rand per hour in general, all the way from school to university. Ranges a little bit, mm-hmm. sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. And unfortunately, that is just a number that's out of reach for most families and most students in South Africa. And what we've obviously realized we have to do in order to make the service accessible to more people is one very important thing is to make the price a lot more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And we have managed to do that in a number of ways, primarily by creating a model whereby students can share lessons, up to 3 students in a lesson, thereby sharing the costs, not exactly dividing it by the number of people in the lesson, but the price does go down as more people join the lesson. And you can be paying as little as 128 rand per hour, which is significantly less than the other options that clients have. And then if we look on the foundation side, another way we've decreased it even further is we've appealed to our tutors to lower the price that they're expected to be paid for the lessons, as well as remove the margin to a large extent from the commission that's taken. And we've been able to take that 128 to a minimum cost of 65 rand per hour, which, as you can obviously work out, is a lot less than the going rate.
And, plus, yeah.
And with that 65 rand per hour as the base, we believe we have a price which, if funded by enough people, corporations in South Africa, maybe from other countries as well, we will be able to really make a marked difference in South Africa and hopefully help not just 1 to 100 people. We can maybe help thousands to hundred thousands of students across South Africa.
Fantastic.
And that really is our dream, yeah.
Fergus, tell me about the kinds of tutoring that are happening. You've mentioned high school and you've mentioned varsity. Do you cover all subjects? Is it a case of, if there is a person available in that field who's volunteered to be part of the program, you can offer it?
Well, luckily we've got students that can pretty much teach everything, because the way our managerial system works is we have a manager in each university, so they have access to like a massive pool of students. So as soon as we get a request for a biology, French, history tutor, we can find one pretty easily.
Okay, in the right area.
Yeah. So we can offer anything we get asked, I mean, to a certain extent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak to Lukolo himself for the personal experience of the program in just a moment. Just want to get through the nitty-gritty, as it were, first. You've mentioned a goal of reaching hundreds of thousands in a short space of time. How many have you reached so far? Give us a sense of the scale of the project to date, Fergus.
Well, we're teaching about 150 foundation students right now, and quite a few of them in matric. Some of them got to Stellenbosch University, CPUT, UWC. But in the coming months, we're releasing an app, which we hope will help with scalability and that sort of stuff. So that's going to be a big driver of growth for us this year by the time the exam spike comes. So with 150 students we're currently teaching, hoping maybe by 3,000-4,000 by the end of the year. That's the goal.
Okay.
Yes, and just to add to that, Pippa, the 150 students refer specifically to foundation students.
So that's the subsidized,
sponsored tutoring.
On the for-profit side, we've had in the range of 1,500 clients.
So you've got some scale growing already. I know, listening to your interview with Kino, you mentioned that obviously being able to scale this up is a key part of your vision, and that's one of the reasons you moved away from the original idea of having tutors who were purely volunteer driven, isn't that correct?
Yes, so we did initially start off volunteering and with a volunteer model, but quickly realized that it was difficult, if not impossible, to maintain the same numbers that we were required to tutor the students who needed tutoring. And it was also impossible to encourage those tutors to come once they'd lost motivation over time, or they had exams of their own, or for many reasons. It's very difficult to encourage someone just purely, sadly enough, but just purely on the altruistic side of it. So we worked out that if we truly do want to scale this as much as possible and have a system whereby the tutors are coming back over and over, and on top of forming a relationship and helping do good, actually earn an income, then we really have something that can scale and can be sustained.
Lukolo has been waiting patiently. I'd like to hear his story now. Firstly, tell us a bit about yourself and your schooling background and how you first came to hear about Priva.
Oh, well, I was studying in Kaimani High School during my matric, and then actually I'm a hard worker. I would say I'm not smart, I'm not clever, but I'm just a hard worker and passionate about school a lot. And the
You're
most
smart. I say it's pretty smart to be aware of the need for hard work, if you ask me.
And the most thing that motivates me a lot is my background, I would say, because I grew up in an emotional background, I would say, like in a disadvantaged background. And then I was so grateful to pass matric with a bachelor, because I'm the first one in my family.
Congrats.
So I'm really grateful for that. And I'm also thankful to the Priva Foundation either, because they really helped me to achieve my matric, and also they inspired me a lot so that I can achieve my goals. So yeah, that's where I found Priva on, I think it was on March. That's where I started Priva Foundation.
Did they come to your school? Is that how you heard about them?
They come to my school, and then they were looking for maths Lanners, and then I was part of them, and then yeah.
And here you are with a bachelor's matric to your credit, and I believe you have been offered a place to study psychology at UCT this year.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations.
I'll be there in UCT.
That's fantastic news.
Thank you so much.
Did you work with one individual tutor the whole way through, or were there many tutors who came and worked with you?
Yes, I was only working with the one individual tutor. Yeah, because I find it much easier to understand things than being in class, crowded, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I focused more when I have like individual tutor.
Yep.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it was really, really thankful.
So yeah. First person in your family to have this kind of qualification already. You're now going to go on to university this year to study psychology. What's your goal for the end of that path?
Oh, well, after graduating my psychology degree, I'm thinking of doing honors and then masters and stuff, and then be a neuropsychologist. Then probably I'll work in rehabilitational centers where I'll be helping people through mental problems, brain injuries, all of that stuff. And all that happens through the inspiration that I've got to the fever. Yeah, otherwise, my goal was dead. Like, I didn't have any hope of, like, achieving someday I see myself in this. I didn't have that hope. But once I got to Priva, and then I had that feeling that I want to achieve my goals so much. Yeah, that is why I'm really grateful. Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty smart guy to me, if you ask me. Max, the story Lucolo has just shared with us is one you've replicated now 150-plus times working with your foundation students. Mm-hmm. Do you go to individual schools and say, this is who we are, we'd like to help? How do you actually identify a student like Lucolo?
Yes, so this was one of the questions we had to ask ourselves. How are we going to reach the students? How are we going to have a safe venue, safe location for lessons to take place? And our approach is exactly that, Pippa. We approach schools which are in the beginning, of course, and hopefully we'll expand further later on, but for now approach schools which are in within quite short driving distance of the universities around South Africa, and we basically offer to them a service of free tutoring for whichever students are keen to receive this tutoring. With no real limit on it. And we, as opposed to letting the school tell us who they want us to tutor, we rather offer it to the students, and whoever is keen for the service can pitch up on it takes about 2 weeks for us to link up tutors with their students. Mm-hmm. And thereafter, the school, so far it's worked every time, but the school allows four of the previous students to come in after school hours every day and use a classroom that's not being used at the time. And thereafter, the student and the tutor are in direct contact. Priva kind of takes a step back, and it's just a personal relationship is created between tutor and student. Mm-hmm. And whenever the student requires a lesson, they'll communicate that with the tutor, and the tutor will come whenever the student needs, which is really the service of tutoring that people want. It's not a structured system where tutors come Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. It's student needs tutor, if tutor is available, tutor comes.
Okay, so if there's a big exam coming up, you need to recap, for example, you can say, hey, stick up my hand, I need some help.
I need three lessons this week, or I need 3 or 4 hours this week, as opposed to the 1 hour I had last week, or the 1 hour I've had in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Lucolo, how often did you meet with your tutor on average?
I think actually I met my tutor like I think twice a week, mm-hmm. or three times a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tanya asking a question on WhatsApp, very relevant, saying how do you vet the tutors for experience, because not everyone is able to teach. I heard you mention a training program earlier. How do you check that whoever is offering those services is actually capable of tutoring?
Yes. Okay, so we've developed quite a unique vetting system. We obviously could do the classic, give us your CV, give us your references, but for us that's not really enough. What we've done is we've put in place, as Fergus alluded to earlier, the district heads at each university. And those district heads are university students themselves in first, second, or third year. And their sole role in the business is to vet for the tutors who apply. So when a tutor applies, the district head gets a ping on their app And there's a process that they have to follow in order to vet for this tutor, basically just to find out if this person is a safe person, and thereafter to establish how good a tutor this person will be. And that is done by either the district head might know the tutor themselves, which is very often the case, or the district head knows, has a mutual friend with the tutor, because in the universities there's a very tight-knit community of people. So going through that process of being vetted by the district managers really ensures that every tutor who is accepted into the system before having gone through any of the training systems, we know that they have been vetted for by somebody who is accountable to vetting them, only if they are confident that they will be a good tutor for Priva, a good safe tutor for Priva. And after that has happened, they go through the Priva training system, which at this point is quite basic, but we're building on it to a point where we'll have conferences and aptitude tests and proper courses that have to be gone through. But for now, there is a basic training system that tutors go through. And obviously, by the end of that, it's still not possible to know how good a tutor is unless they have a huge amount of experience. And in that case, we offer the student a free lesson at first, and if it doesn't go well, we reassess that tutor. If they need to have work done on their skill development, we can train them. If they are not suitable at all for the job, we just remove them from the program.
Gently let them go. Is there any kind of feedback, or is it going to be built into the app as you wrote it out, where students can rate the tutor or give you feedback saying this was helpful, this wasn't, I felt that they didn't do this to the standard I wanted?
Absolutely. So we've actually created a two-way rating system in the app, where the student is to rate the tutor afterwards and give feedback for the lesson. So they rate each lesson out of 5 straight away, and are also given the opportunity to put a comment in there if there was something specific that they'd like to complain about or mention was particularly impressive. So that's done through the app. And then added to that, we've got a report after each lesson has been logged by the tutor. There's a button on the app which says report. If something was untoward or something untoward happened in the lesson, then you can report that particular lesson and tutor. And then going back to the two-way report, the two-way rating, in order to measure the progress of our students, we thought that by implementing a tutor's rating of the client, which isn't as simple as that. It's more, there's 3 questions which need to be rated out of 5 by the tutor: ability and understanding, engagement with the lesson, and independence from the tutor. So based on those 3 questions out of 5 and the answers that are given over time, we can see a trend in how much that student is either improving or not improving.
Okay.
Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Well, let's carry on for those 120,000 applicants, some of whom will be lucky enough to find a place at Varsity and might find themselves in need of some tutoring. We'd like to tell you where to go if you'd like help from Priva. We've been chatting to Max and Fergus from Priva, as well as Lutkolo, one of their students who has been helped so successfully by the program. Before we tell people how to get hold of you, Fergus and Max, obviously I've got a lot of people asking for that information, but one of the big things is we'd like for you to see this roll out and the foundation role of sponsored tutoring rolled out. That requires funding to come from somewhere. Where is it coming from currently, and what do you need to happen to make that grow, Fergus?
Well, we've been using our profits at the moment to pay for most of the tutoring, so and we've got a few minor sponsors that have helped a bit, but in the new year we got our Section 18A in, so for tax deductions, that's on its way. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's in the process.
Okay.
So that makes donating a bit more appealing. And then we're just hoping for the general public to give us some funding.
Okay, so it could be a case of the individual Cape Talk listener hearing Luke Kolo's story and thinking, I want to help replicate that. I'm going to sponsor one student, or perhaps it's the big corporate Max with a CSI budget that you're hoping to tap into?
Yes, so if you'd like to sponsor one student, you can create a foundation account with us, put your student on the program, buy tutoring credits for that student, and track how they do over time. And if you'd like to just do a straight up donation to the Priva Foundation, who is managing the students it's selected to be managed by the foundation, you can make a donation to the Priva Foundation, which would be greatly appreciated. And the details can be found at the Priva Foundation website, which is privafoundation.org.za. just .org. And also to find it more easily, you could just go to preva.co.za. That's preva.co.za. And there's a link to the foundation website there with all of the details.
Okay. I know the sort of TAME goal is 100,000 students by the end of 2019. I hope that I'll be chatting to you by the end of 2019, celebrating that success. In the meantime, thank you to Fergus McDonald and Max Heberstein of Preva, and to our future neuropsychologist, Lucolo Copiso. Congratulations on your success and good luck for your studies this year. Great meeting all three of you. Best of luck with its continued success.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye-bye.